producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fun.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code goes with me everywhere I go. I carry G-Code with me everywhere I go. If I've got a gun, I've got a G-Code holster carrying it. There's a lot of reasons for this. One of them is that I can have an open-top holster that's going to hold the gun securely even if I walk on my hands. That's a big plus. Makes it easier for me to draw. It is concealable. They have an inside-the-waistband solution if I wish to go that way. They are almost indestructible as well. That's a big thing. So check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Anyway, Hillary Clinton's been running her face here lately. Interesting aside, before we get into old Hillary, apparently in my chat room, the video went away when I was ranting about, come on, bring it! And, that doesn't normally happen. If I lose video, I normally lose video on the Google Plus Hangout, which then knocks the video off of the chat room. The chat room was good to go. The Google Plus Hangout was untouched. Interesting. Makes me sort of go. Don't know what it's all about. But anyway, that's all beside the point. Hillary Clinton was out there, and of course she was being factually incorrect or misleading as she was in New Hampshire this past Monday. You see, she's going to do things that nobody else can do. She doesn't need Congress. She doesn't need anything. She's not even the president. She's talking about what she's doing as president. While she was speaking to a crowd at Manchester Community College, she made inaccurate claims about several issues, from background checks to automatic weapons to state gun laws. And these inaccuracies came as she laid out her proposal for new gun control measures, including her plan to use executive action to implement some of the measures, which is unconstitutional. The president cannot make law. The president can sign law, but can't make law. First, we go to the gun show loophole. This is a big one. It is a repeater. It is constantly out there. During her speech, she referred to what she called a gun show loophole and said that she planned to close it. She said that there's a special exception in the federal background check system for sales at gun shows and online. This is her making it up as it goes, you see. She didn't take the time to actually look into what is referred to as the gun show loophole. She just saw gun show loophole, and then in her legislative, regulative mind, this is what it has to be. She said there's a special exception in the federal background check system for sales at gun shows online. We've got what's called the gun show loophole, and we've got what's now being called the Charleston loophole, Clinton said. When the Brady Bill was passed, which wasn't easy, as you recall, but it did pass, exceptions were made for gun shows, and later it was extended to include online sales. There is no such exemption in the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act. The law does not take into account how a gun sale takes place. It does not distinguish between sales made at gun stores, gun shows, or online. All it does is it makes a distinction between who is selling the gun. a commercial dealer with a federal firearms license must perform a background check through the FBI's National Instant Background Check System, NICS, on every sale they make to a customer, regardless of how that sale occurs. A private seller who resells a used gun to another private party living in the same state does not have to perform a background check, regardless of how that sale occurs. Sort of like we don't have to go through a dealer to sell a car or a tractor or motorbike or a used hose pipe. Anything we might own or possess, we don't have to go through the government to have a garage sale, basically. Now, some states with the so-called universal background check system requires background checks on all private sales, well, sales through commercial dealers. Clinton's proposals would mirror such systems. However, none of the gangbangers in Chicago are going to stand for any of them, no matter what they call it, universal, extra universal, galaxy, whatever they call it. Whatever they call it, they're not going to those. Then we come to the one about the 40% of guns that are sold at gun shows and online, hence without a background check, of course. She said that 40% of guns are sold at gun shows or online, and these are exempt, from background checks. 40% of guns that are sold at gun shows online sales, we need to close that loophole so that when we have a universal system, it will cover everybody. This stems from a 1997 report from the Department of Justice. The poll found that 35.7%, not 40% of respondents, did not obtain their guns from commercial firearms dealers. It did not indicate whether those purchases were made at gun shows or online. The percentage is further reduced to 26.4% when gifts or inheritances are factored in. It showed that only 3.9% of respondents obtained their firearms from gun shows. However, that was concrete in this particular survey. It was originally published in 1997, but it was conducted on sales that took place in 1993 and 1994 before the background check system was implemented. And it only consisted of 251 people. If that's not thoroughly taking something apart, I don't know what is. I'll be saving this part of the show prep just so I can refer to this from time to time. A 2013 re-examination of the survey results done by the original researchers at the request of the Washington Post found that 22% of gun sales at most were conducted with non-dealers. Then she referred to something that she calls the Charleston loophole. This is what happened. The Charleston loophole is the caveat in the Brady Law that says if you don't get a response from the NICS system in 3 days, up or down, you go ahead and sell the gun. This is meant to ensure your rights are not infringed upon. They also have a mechanism whereby if you turn out to be a desperado on, say, day 7, the ATF is informed and they come back and get the gun from you, and then you get your money back. You get your money back. So, in the case of Dylan Roof, who used his gun, it's either 65 days or 67 days after he bought his gun, after he fell through the cracks of the NICS system. It was a failure of the system, okay? It wasn't a failure of the gun dealer. It wasn't even a Dylan Roof failure. It was a failure of the background check system. They'd had plenty of time to go get that gun from that kid. My favorite one of hers is that automatic weapons are widely available. No automatic weapons are available to us that were manufactured after some arbitrary date in 1986. That means that the ones that are available that were manufactured prior to that arbitrary date in 1986 probably cost 50 times what they're worth, which means we have to really want one and we have to really have some money to get one. Then we have to go through we got to pay a special tax. And we got to pay, we got to submit our fingerprints to the ATF. We've got to notify the agency if we're going to go anywhere with the gun. Automatic weapons are the only guns that have to be registered here in the United States with the federal government. And then my favorite, the 33,000 that die each year due to gun violence. You can't regulate people that want to kill themselves, Hillary. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on, on Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whenever I go out, whenever I'm doing anything, on any given day, I'm carrying a G-Code holster. With a gun in it, of course. Not just the G-Code holster, but a gun as well. for two reasons. One, I can conceal them. For two, they have two different types that I can use. Inside the waistband, a la incog. Outside the waistband, a la OSH. And this fits perfectly in with my little setup that I have, just in case. Just in case. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I was talking about Hillary when we left. Now let's talk about Hillary. Hillary is indicative of liberals because liberals, when it comes to quoting gun fact, as they call it, they're essentially a group of minor birds making sounds that they've heard other people make. And she addresses quite a few of them. Of course, there's the gun show loophole, which allows anyone, even criminals, to get guns. That's a myth. There's no loophole in the federal law. They just acknowledged they were not going to regulate personal sales. In order to regulate personal sales, they would have to have a gun registry, which we don't have nationally, which we are never going to have nationally. And the only time a background check has to be conducted is if an FFL is selling a gun. If you buy a gun online from an online dealer, that's an FFL. He has to ship it to another FFL. Then you take the background check at the FFL. If you're at a gun show with an FFL dealer that you're buying a gun from, you take a background check. There's a private seller there selling his private collection. That's a different story altogether. Okay, see how that works? Businesses, commercial enterprise has to have a federal firearms license. Regular citizens don't, just like they don't have to have a tax license to sell their car, or they don't have to have a this, or they don't have to have a that to sell anything else they might own because of consumers. Consumers don't have to have licenses to purchase, unless you're in Chicago. What does exist, actually, is a federal exemption from sales between two private non-FFL residents in the same state. Now, if my buddy Tony O down here in the chat room, who's down in Columbia, high and dry, thankfully, if he actually owned guns and I wanted to buy one from him, we could do this as long as the money's right, as far as he's concerned, and we can do this and we don't have to go anywhere to do it, and we shake hands and then I go shoot the gun and hopefully I shoot it better than Tony O did, and Tony O was jealous. Another one they get out there and say is that nobody's demanding gun confiscation. Let's reference Barack Obama, Umpqua, community college shooting 5 hours after the fact. Moving on. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. They're all interested in that. John Marshall, who I don't know what is TPM. I don't know. John Marshall, who writes for some entity called TPM, finally admitted earlier this week that they do want to confiscate guns. In other words, yes, we really do want to take your guns. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. He's not the only one. E.J. Dionne at the Washington Post, who scolds Republicans for refusing to endorse a nationwide gun confiscation program. There are those that say that buying a gun is easier than buying groceries. I hate when I go to the grocery store and I have to go through a background check to buy the baking soda. And as an aside, let me tell you something. All you have to do is to go to certain military schools and you can go down three aisles in a grocery store and make a bomb. But you don't have to go through any background checks at the grocery store. It is not easier to buy a handgun and, as they say, and fresh clips than it is to buy a bag of kumquats. Sorry. Fresh vegetables are easier. We're being told that concealed carriers don't prevent mass shootings. Well, that's because there's not concealed carriers everywhere. That's one big problem. The other big problem is of the successful mass shootings that have been recorded between 1982 and 2012, not one was stopped by a civilian with a gun. Hence, they were mass shootings. The ones that have been stopped by guns turned out not to be mass shootings. So, yes, there's never been a successful mass shooting stopped by a gun in the hands of a private civilian because there wasn't any of them there. Fact of the matter is that shootings do happen from time to time in places where concealed carriers can immediately respond, and they don't generally become mass shootings when they intervene. We are very good at shooting people. July 27th, 2015, 62-year-old man with a gun in each hand fired at four people, including a one-year-old boy, four civilian with a concealed carry permit, returned fire and wounded the shooter. April 20th, 2015, Uber driver shot and wounded a gunman who opened fire on a crowd and people in Logan Square, Chicago. The driver had a concealed carry permit and acted in self-defense. Assistant State Attorney Barry Quinn said that he would not be charged. September 22nd, 2015, a 63-year-old auto worker with a concealed weapons license shot a gunman who was robbing a Warren, Michigan bank, according to Fox 2 Detroit. We can't be, you know, we can't be expected to stop every shooting, just like police can't be everywhere all the time. But it is a fact that when we are there, we do well. The Second Amendment only applies to muskets. This is the big one. Piers Morgan got into a Twitter war with Carol Roth. And I don't know who Carol Roth is, but I would love to meet her. Drinks are on me, Carol, if we ever get to meet. In Twitter, in the fight, it goes, the Second Amendment was devised with muskets in mind, not high-powered handguns and assault rifles. Fact. Carol Roth, it was devised for people to be able to protect themselves with the same type of weaponry used by those with whom they might need protection. Piers Morgan, where exactly does that say that in the Constitution? Must have missed it. Carol Roth, right next to the word muskets. Masterful. That was masterful. She, you know, she recognized what the founding fathers wanted to do. Next one would be gun violence is skyrocketing. No, it's going down. It's still going down. It went down in 2014, despite everything that happened in 2014. The big whopper is that gun-free zones prevent gun violence. Gun-free zones encourage it. Encourage it. They don't, you know, they don't stop anybody. Somebody sees a gun-free zone sign, if they are of the mind to go wreak some havoc, that goes down on their short list of possible targets. I do like beating up on myths. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, welcome back. Trying to get that data on the 40% survey published. I just pulled down a picture of Hillary since she's the one that was spouting it, and the picture is gigantic. I need 5 screens on my laptop to make that work. So we're going to have to. Let's just go ahead and take that out. I'll have to go find another ugly picture of Hillary Clinton. Anyway. Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Let me tell you, when the Contact Series came out, I'm still wanting to find out who developed that. I want to have them on the show. Because the Contact Series had to be a very ambitious product or project to undertake. Simply because of what it was putting together. Kydex and Tactical Nylon. There have been Kydex pieces you can stick on Tactical Nylon. Never a overall product sold as one unit, as far as I know. And I'm still looking into that. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. So I tried to say it anyway. Coming out of Umpqua, President Barack Obama wanting to go and lay his, his magnificence, if you will. I'm congested, I'm sorry. Upon Umpqua, he may be going to a hostile audience. According to Breitbart News, the family of Cheyenne Fitzgerald, who was one of the shooting victims, she got shot in the back, has stated, look where the problem really lies and quit running the gun control agenda. Then there's Bonnie Sean, who emerged from time at her daughter's hospital bed, saying her daughter should have been allowed to arm for self-defense and suggested Americans everywhere should arm themselves so they are ready to protect their lives and the lives of their families. I'll go, you know, let's go ahead and make this segmented. Apparently Christians need to be armed. Persecution, prosecution, and execution? Yeah, we need to be armed. Sean said, America, we need to pack guns if this is what it is coming to have to protect ourselves. Then they went on the Anderson Cooper show, AC360, on CNN, which I don't have regular television, so I don't have CNN. I would have loved to have seen these people on CNN. This had to be one of those squirming, adjust my collars, I'm really beginning to sweat here, Anderson Cooper moments. Anderson Cooper spoke with them about guns and the way forward from there. Cooper asked Jesse what he would say, this being Cheyenne Fitzgerald's brother, Jesse, what he would say if given the chance to talk with President Obama. And Jesse said, I would tell him to look where the problem really lies and quit running the gun control agenda. Jesse said the guns are not the problem in America. Mental illness is. He said, all of us talk about, and I don't know why we're hiding from it. He said that focusing on guns instead of mental illness is putting so much money and resources where they shouldn't be. Now, he was measured but critical of the way Obama spends money overseas, and he said that money should be spent stateside, bettering our mental health system so people can get treatment. Fitzgerald's mother then talked to Cooper about how wonderful her daughter is. She added, I feel like our children ought to be able to protect themselves. Can you imagine? This part kills me. I mean, having these people get up on a... Okay. Imagine being very critical of something that you've never experienced, whatever it may be. And imagine it being... As far as guns are concerned, pick anything that's part of our heritage and be critical of it. Let's say a rodeo. The whole rodeo thing. Let's be critical of rodeos. People who've never been to a rodeo are probably very critical of a rodeo. Being critical of a rodeo, to me, is pretty stupid because people go to rodeos because they enjoy them. People compete in rodeos because they're good at it. And the people that go to rodeos genuinely enjoy themselves. And it's a leisure time thing. So for some people, it's a profession. For some people that study it, I mean, they study the animals. They study the way they're raised and how good they are to this and bucking and all this other stuff and technique and all these other things. Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, then imagine being somebody who is on national television who's trying to sway opinion, and he's got a hostile group coming in, and he knows this coming in, and he's got to try to be smarter. He's got to try to be smarter and right, and have a bunch of people come in there and say, my child got shot because they weren't allowed to have a gun to shoot back. What? And that's actually the way it is. That's actually the way it is. Would every student at Umpqua Community College have had a gun if they had been able to? Statistically speaking, no. But them having the signs up saying Umpqua Community College is a gun-free zone, that's like having the pedophile with the long coat and the panel van and a big bag of M&M's beckoning, hey, kid, come over here. I got candy for you. That was disturbing, wasn't it? That's what it is. It only will attract the disturbed to it. And the people that go to these things. I admire people. I'd really like to travel. I'd really like to go back to Germany where I was stationed. I like to go to Bamberg, West Germany, or what is now Germany. But I'm not going to go. One, can't take a gun with me. Two, if I could take a gun with me, I have to go through TSA. And I have to go there in Germany where they've just welcomed what? How many hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees that all look like they could be gymnasts, but they're refugees. Well, wait a minute, only 20% of them are Syrian, so they're not really all Syrians, but they all look like the gymnasts. Anyway, it doesn't matter, you know. I'm not going to go there where I can't defend myself. That's one thing, the one discomforting, let me make this very clear. I don't like carrying a gun. It's very uncomfortable to carry a gun. That's why I prefer to carry outside the waistband. To carry truly concealed, I don't like it. I have some very good holsters that do it well. I don't like it. Maybe after I lose a few more pounds or a little more size, I'll like it a little bit better. I don't like it, but I do it everywhere I go. I do it in gym clothes. I do it in regular clothes. If I'm out and about, I'm carrying a gun. And when I'm moving around, I carry in the house. Carry a gun in the house. There's never a time when I'm not carrying a gun, except when I'm in the shower. I don't have a gun in the shower with me. And because I use frog lube, I could actually do that if I wanted to, because it's not going to hurt the gun with it frog lube coated. I just don't have anywhere to put it while I'm shaving my head. It takes two hands. So, this is the coastal elites looking at this. And the people that go to these gun-free zones, they're blissfully unaware of the danger they're in. Is it imminent? Not all the time. But it is possible. And I train for possibilities, as should everybody. Not because I'm smart. I'm smarter than you. I just train for possibilities. I just think it's prudent. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code started with their very good holsters for me 3 years ago. Then they started doing collaborations. They got with Travis Haley and said, what about this? What about that? And they started the DC3 line. Then after that was good and established, they weren't happy with that, so they decided to create something called the Scorpion line, which is more than one piece of Kydex. This is Kydex that moves and is held together. And it's adjustable Kydex. Then they decided to take some of these basic concepts and combine them into one thing called the Contact Series, which is a leap way above anything else out there. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We know that Barack Obama is against the Second Amendment. We get this. We understand this. And now the next gun grabber that wants to be our commander-in-chief is Hillary, who we've already beat up on once today. Hillary believes that she should be able to delete the Second Amendment the same way she deletes email. Hillary was part of an administration that ran Fast and Furious, that ran thousands of guns to Mexican drug lords, part of which are now set up in Chicago. Thank you, Sinaloas. And now she's fast and furiously trying to resurrect a failing campaign by taking aim at so-called gun rights extremists. That being me and you who believe in just being free. We're actually quite peace-loving, those of us that are the extremists. We're very peace-loving extremists. In the wake of the shootings in Umpqua, Clinton, as I said, was in New Hampshire, and she also calls for a new gun group for responsible gun owners apart from the National Rifle Association, which she considers extremist, even though there's never been not one NRA member ever involved in a mass shooting. She said, ideally, What I would love to see is gun owners, responsible gun owners, hunters, form a different organization and take back the Second Amendment from those extremists. I got bad news for you, Hillary. I know that you don't like the NRA. I'm not really involved in the NRA. I'm flirting with people within the NRA. I know board members of the NRA. I would love to be involved with the NRA because I would do everything in my power to make them bigger. I'd like to see their membership double, triple, quadruple. I'd like to see every gun owner in the United States be a member of the NRA. And then I'd like to see every member of the NRA tell the board of the NRA what they want to have happen. And then the NRA would act. And then we are truly the 800-pound gorilla. The 800-pound gorilla we are right now is largely based upon the fact of aggression in some cases. Now, the shooter in Umpqua was not an NRA member. Neither was the shooter at Sandy Hook. Neither was the shooter in Columbine or Virginia Tech or Aurora or any of the mass shootings. D.C. Naval Yard. No. There's never been a mass shooting at gun shows, interestingly, which is where all of us gun rights extremists hang out. Where this, you know, they should be originating there. Because that's where the loophole exists. When the would-be NRA member that wants to be the next mass shooter goes to a gun show and he can buy a gun through the loophole, wouldn't you think that the first thing he'd want to do would be to shoot a bunch of people that is around him? I don't get it. I don't understand why they missed that opportunity. That's because the Chicago gangbangers don't go to these things. The challenge here that they face, the big challenge, is finally the question has been asked. I wish to God I had been Charles W. Cook on TV in front of Mark Halperin. I really do, because I have asked this question myself in my smaller venues many times. What do you suggest? What do you have that will stop these? Because pretty much everything that can be done to stop these mass shootings has been done. It hasn't been done universally, to steal a word from them, because in some places there's people out there saying, surely we don't need a gun in a school or in a church. And there's people that even today, after the horrific shooting at church, after the horrific shootings in schools, and different venues, they will look at these things and say, I can't condone having guns there. And that's because that there's a lot of reasons that that happens. One of the biggest reasons has to be that they're not sitting there regarding one of their parishioners or one of their fellow churchgoers lying there with a small entry wound and maybe a big exit wound and watching how much a person bleeds out. That is a mind changer, seeing something like that. Then there's their pledge to take executive action as president, which then that means, and here's what I like about these liberals when they do this stuff. If she goes in, let's say she does get coronated and is the next president, and she does go this way and she tries to do this. Let's say that she does go around the Supreme Court decisions of Heller and McDonald and does executive action, banning guns or just, you know, doing something in complete contravention of those decisions. That means that the next Republican president that comes in can nullify Roe versus Wade. That's the dangerous precedent they set. Every time these liberals do something like this, for example, the next president that comes in, if he's a Republican, he never needs to let anybody know any of his personal records. Barack Obama has seen to that. Nobody needs to ever know his grade point average in school, his criminal record. We don't need to know anything about his taxes, any of that stuff. All of that gets to be sealed up and taken away. In the Senate, Harry Reid took away the filibuster in certain cases. Do not at any chance, at any cost, give the filibuster back. Keep it the way it is. Keep the rules the way they are. That's my motto. They make it, let them, you know, if they're going to make the bed, let them lie in it. That that one thing that she's talking about doing right there, that can completely unravel. And that's in the event that she was successful and managed to ram something through that everybody said yes to, and we don't have a civil war over that. Because I already told you how that's going to work. How she believes that the Supreme Court can say abortion and gay marriage is the law of the land, but a Supreme Court decision going in the way of gun rights isn't. I don't get that. Second Amendment is not there to protect, it's not there for the rights to have, for the states to have their own militias. George Mason, who's been called the father of the Bill of Rights, said the militia is the whole people. To disarm the people is the best and most effective way to enslave them. Judge Andrew Napolitano of Fox News said the historical reality of the Second Amendment's protection of the right to keep and bear arms is not that it protects the right to shoot deer. It protects the right to shoot tyrants, and it protects the right to shoot at them effectively. Thus, with the same instruments they would use upon us, which we don't have. Which, quite honestly, we don't really need. We don't really need that. Semi-automatic rules in combat, believe me. Second Amendment, as it has been said, was written to protect the other nine of the Bill of Rights. And it acknowledges the threat of tyrants. And if they want to remove the threat of tyrants, our ability to fight back against them, we should fight them tooth and nail all the way through. So Hillary, the Second Amendment wasn't written to make sure people could hunt deer and ducks and, you know, everything else. It was there to protect us from you, Hillary, from tyrannical governments. One of the nice byproducts of that, of the right, of the God-given right, is that we can also shoot down crazies like the shooter at Umpqua if we get half a chance. The extremists here are the ones that want to delete the Second Amendment. Delete the Second Amendment. You are the extremist. Not me. Second Amendment is there, Hillary, and you can take it. If you can take it. But you're not going to be given. No, ma'am. We'll do it again in about 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.